Buffalo. Now I'm going to give you my life history. I was born in 1927 and on Easter. And when I was 4 years old, I got sick and had pneumonia and didn't think I was going to live. And when I was four or five, I walked across the pasture to catch the school bus and ride home with my older brothers and sisters. And it got stuck in the mud, and I jumped out and run home. I knocked the whole front out of the bus or something. It stuck in the mud hole. And I ran all the way home. And then before I started the school, I got up one morning and was going to the mailbox. And my mother got to looking for me, and I'd went out through the field, and I was afraid of some mules and horses, and went down through the field and went to the mailbox and laid there, sat down under it and went to sleep. And she got all the neighbors out looking for me, and I was sitting under the mailbox waiting for a mailman to sleep. They finally found me down there. And we lived on a farm, and when I was about 8 years old, there's a cloud come up one evening, and my dad, we all went and run to the cellar, and my dad ran to the lot to turn the horses and the mules out, and he made a run for the cellar, and the clothesline was tied to a dead tree, and it blew it over, and he was running with his head down, and the clothesline caught him right under the chin. And I thought it's funny, but he didn't. And then when I was 6 years old, well, I had to, my job was to get the chips in for the start the fire and get up and build fires in the wintertime. And Claude, he cut the wood, and so he done the cutting wood, and I done got it in and built the fires. And we'd have to milk before school, and then after school we'd work in the fields, and we had a truck farm, vegetables and all that, and we'd carry them to Art City twice a week and sell them. And one time we went fishing to West Fork, when it rained, well, the river would get up, and my dad had a big old fish hook about 3 inches long. He put a rabbit's leg or something on it and was going to catch a big fish. And we were sitting there that night, and we heard all this water, and he would get the lantern, we got a big fish. And we went down there, and there's an old cow crossing the creek. And we started home, and they was working on the road, and we had to detour through a pasture. And there was no man in front of us, had no Model T car, and they had one of them old Ooga horns on there, and that's what they had on those Model Ts. And so he went through the gate, and he'd run back to close it. My dad had honk his horn. We had this old Model T truck. An old man had run back to the car, and he'd hit his horn. He thought it was his horn honking. And he done that three or four times, and he finally saw us. And he came back here, and he said, "I thought that was my conker conking." Said, "It's your conker conking." So, anyway, we finally got through the gate and got on home. I was the last of nine kids. There was nine of us in the family. And we lived in a three-room house. Mildred and Ruby, they slept in one room. And me and Grandma and my mother and dad slept in another room. And Clifford and Claude, we had a little room built on the front porch, and they slept in it. And every Saturday night after Ruby and Mildred and Clifford married, well, they'd come home, and we'd have to make ice cream every Saturday night. And Clifford traded two chickens for a crystal radio, an oatmeal box with copper wire around it, and he had a headset. Two of us, each one of us would take one of those headsets, and we could listen to the Grand Ole Opry. And that's what was entertainment. And then in the wintertime, we'd have to heat water on the stove, take a bath, put it in the wash tub. And every Saturday, we'd take a bath whether we needed it or not. And in the winter, and then in the summertime, we could go to the stock tank and take a bath. And one Christmas, I got a little orphan Annie cup for Christmas. And then one year I got a little red wagon, but Clifford and Arnold and Jake and Claude, they tied it on the back of a car and pulled each other down through the pasture, and they pulled the front end out of it, so I never did get to use my red wagon. And in the summer, when they'd all come, we had pallets across the front porch. Everybody slept out on the front porch, most of everybody. And Jake and Mildred had a little baby, Ray, and he had some kind of stomach problems. And so they had this old 35 Ford, and they took the back seat out, and they had a milk goat. And they'd come spend the weekend, and they'd put that goat in the back seat of the car, bring it, and every time he'd need a bottle of milk, well, they would just go catch a goat and milk him a bottle.